apply.
And dragged to the mud.
Because everyone knows it's ridiculous.
He started it.
You got game? Game?
It's a mess.
Brought to you by Florence Recycling.
It's time to clean it up.
Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back.
This is Trash Talking Tuesday.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning. And here we are, 6:08 on the Bob Rose Show. Thanks so much for tuning in. Greg Cassidy in the house. Your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And in the spirit of Trash Talking Tuesday, brought to you by Florence Recycling. Oh, it is getting hot and heavy when it comes to the race in Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
Donald Trump getting involved, urging voters to turn out for Youngkin. You got to go for the Youngkin.
There you go.
Versus the old-timer, the entrenched Democrat, Terry McAuliffe. He's been around the block. And Virginia, usually you're going to have a Democrat win there, especially in the last, 10 years or so. Yeah, and it's neck and neck.
Mm-hmm.
And they open the polls, I believe, in about an hour or less.
But you hope that people will look at the agenda of the left there and go, yeah, this really isn't what we want for our state.
If the people are monitoring all of the media, then I think that you're going to easily get this win by Glenn Youngkin, even though he's kind of a newcomer and all that, and a Republican, if they're paying attention, because he's done a great job of making it about education and a parent's role in education. Terry McAuliffe made a misstep by early on making a statement about parents shouldn't be telling the school board what to teach their kids.
Yeah.
Then he stepped in it again when he was talking about how all his kids were educated there in Virginia. Mm-hmm. Well, 4 out of 5 went to private school.
Wow.
So nice try. Again, that's stepping in it like you're an elitist.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing that he did that I think is a misstep, he just positioned Glenn Youngkin as like a Trump wannabe or a Trump junior. And I don't think that's going to play well. It's like, that's all you got is the other guy's a Trump-like?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do for the state moving forward?
Right.
Whereas Youngkin's talking about education, lowering taxes, talking about the economy and jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think if people are paying attention to all the media, meaning some talk radio, some Fox News, some independent stuff, and not just the CNNs of the world, then I think this guy Youngkin should win.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I'm saying there is a very good chance.
Yeah.
But we have our own kind of little bubble we sort of live in, because we get so many stories and we get so much different perspective than the mainstream media gives out. So, sometimes we're like, oh, of course everybody's heard that. Of course everybody knows that. And we take it for granted, and it's not always the case. Former President Donald Trump implored his Virginia supporters Monday night to turn out for the Republican gubernatorial candidate Glenn Youngkin, saying Tuesday's election is their chance to send a very strong message to Democrats ahead of next year's midterms. Tomorrow, I'd like to ask everyone to get out and vote for Glenn Youngkin. He says he's a fantastic guy. So we'll see how that plays out. They're calling it, you know, a bellwether. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If a Republican wins, a newcomer with no name recognition, and he beats a Terry McAuliffe, that is huge.
Yeah.
That's a big if, though. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then you've got Joe Manchin. He wants some clarity on these spending bills. And Joe Manchin, this is the guy that I asked everybody to pray for. And, of course, I was completely serious when I said it, because he is standing tough against this huge spending bill that makes no sense. Not to be confused with the smaller bipartisan bill, which I'm not a huge fan of. Mm-hmm. But he wants to support that. And here's what he said.
For the sake of the country, I urge the House to vote and pass the bipartisan infrastructure bill. Holding this bill hostage is not going to work in getting my support for reconciliation bill.
Bam.
So, yeah, he's saying don't hold it. And that's how they played it. Mm-hmm. This the bipartisan one, the one that's like a little over a trillion, that was supposed to come first.
Right.
But the Democrats somehow made it to where, no, we're not even going to visit that until we know everyone's on board with the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, no.
That's awesome.
Let's get this one out. Let's pass it. And then we'll revisit the huge one.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that eventually Joe Manchin might cave in, but I'm praying that he doesn't.
He's been doing good so far.
Yes.
He has been, as has Sinema. So.
Yes. So if they stand strong, then there's a good chance we can stop that other one that's not just about money. It has many other things in there, policy changes and stuff that's just not good moving forward. It's got programs in it that will be extended like most social programs. They'll never go away, and they become unfunded after a while, and they push that onto the states. And states like Florida, where you've had governors here who have been very good economically and have maintained a balanced budget, which is part of our state constitution, but still they've maintained a great economy, a great budget in the state of Florida, and we'd be forced to absorb some of those costs of federal programs. They would be pushed down our throats. So that's shocking. One of the problems, yeah. Also, a poll, 36% of Democrats, only 36%, would like to see Biden in 2024.
And this is just Democrats. This is not one of those, got some people in the middle, got some Republicans.
No, this is just Democrats.
That's a pretty low number.
It's a very low number, and you wonder, so what would they do? I can't imagine Kamala.
No.
So it would just be a whole, you know, primary type situation, I guess. And
start
they
from
would
scratch, yeah.
And would Joe Biden even want to try to run? I mean, would
I think
he?
I think there's some ego in all that. How do you not at least act like you want to or try, and then you find some reason not to?
That's where Jill comes in, his wife.
Uh-huh.
Does he take any advice from her? Is she paying attention? She's a bright woman.
You have to wonder, looking over the last 2 years, if he does or if just ignores it or if she's not giving it to him. Because you would think she would. He shouldn't have even run in the first place.
Speaking of a sleepy Joe.
Yeah. Wait. Is that an actuality clip from the network?
That was an audio clip of him yesterday at the Climate Summit.
What is boring?
Yeah. Yeah. But here's what's interesting about it. It's like he's caught on camera. Mm-hmm. He is nodding off.
Yep.
And it's like, you know, spin that media.
Well.
And they did.
What'd they do?
They said that, hey, you know, you got to remember that he keeps very long hours. And, the job of a president is very, you know, very stressful.
So that's why he'd be falling asleep during the summit.
Yes.
Because he works so hard for the American people.
That's it. Hey, man.
They couldn't come up with something believable.
I'm a lot younger than Joe Biden. And I can tell you, when it's my nap time.
Oh, yeah.
It's my nap time.
Absolutely.
But with Joe Biden.
Anytime?
You know he has a nap time.
Sure.
But when he's forced into a public situation like that,
yeah,
it's hard to fight it when you want to nod off.
Well, playing with the elevators is exhausting.
That was kind of bizarre, that whole thing. We'll dig into all that and a lot more coming up on the Bob Rose Show. And a big local issue, too. Big building. A big building. We'll deal with all that coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.